نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الوالي الكريم، وصلى الله على أنبياء أجمعين، والمسيح والمحسي والمجدد لمن مرسلين. أما بعد، are we not the bearers of witness that nothing would exist if Allah didn't create it, and that He is alone and has no part, and that all gratitude is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sustainer of all the boundless universe. All gratitude is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the generous eternal friend, and send salutations of Allah on all of His prophets and His apostles, and on the Messiah, the anointed one, and on the Mahdi, the guide, and on the Mujaddid, the reformer, which was all sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send greetings and we send peace throughout the boundless universe to all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
The man of the hour, airing 7 days a week at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio.
And not a just, not a man. I think that we turn to Genesis chapter 6 and start to read. We're going to see about a certain point in history of the Bible where supernatural beings, as they're called, came down to earth and went into women and gave birth to special children. And these people mixed amongst the children of earth. And a lot of them are thought to be crazy and derelict because they just cannot adjust. Now that man is on this new evolutionary stage of consciousness, those beings are thought to be nuts. And it's sad. If you read it, it says, Genesis chapter 6, and it came to pass when man began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of man that they were fair. And they took them wives of all whom they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit will not always die with men, for he is but flesh, and his days shall be 120. There was giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, what happened? The sons of God came in under the daughters of men, and they bore them what? Children, right? They bore children to them. The same became mighty men, which were of old, the men of renown, referred to in the Quran as Awwalin, the ancients of days, or the 24 elders who came down and mixed with women. So there are mortals walking the earth who are sons of God, women or men, and they are thought to be nuts because they cannot adjust to this system. They cannot adjust to this society. You understand? The Bible is teaching this. Now, if you want to call me crazy, I don't mind. I'm in good company. But a lot of people have never been told about this section in the Bible, right in Genesis, where it tells you that certain beings from heaven came down and mingled amongst women. The same way the angel Gabriel came down and mingled with Mary and gave birth to Jesus. Well, these beings have the same powers of Jesus. They're Christ-like. But they don't know it because they've been living amongst mortals so long that they have lost their destiny. And we are here to claim them. They are our being. They must be taken home. We're here to claim them. But we can't because they're so scattered and lost. And they're so afraid of us. They won't sit with us. They'll sit with men and sup with men. So I'm putting information out because it'll stimulate certain centers in them that'll make them realize that they belong here. Then they'll be taught, and they'll make the transition out of here. But man on earth is about to destroy himself. And it's sad that you sons of Adam are going to suffer while this demon destroys the world that you live in, unless you garb yourself right in white and learn to be amongst the 144,000 so that you can be taken up for 1,000 years to be groomed while the devil is cast into the lower part of the earth for 1,000 years, and then you'll come back to a new earth. You want to read about it? Open your Bible to Revelations. Revelations 21. It says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, descend mothership." And I'm not talking about the small mothership that have ships that come around that they see. The big one is called the Crystal City. It's mentioned in the Quran and the Torah. And here it is right in the Bible, called the New Jerusalem. "And I, John, saw the holy city." We call it Darul Islam in the Quran, the abode of peace. "I, John, saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem," doing what? "Coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." That means the ship is ready for all of those gowned in the white, in the garb of righteousness, to be taken. "And I heard a great voice out of heaven crying, Behold the tabernacle of God." Look at the tabernacle of God. It's with man, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." That's why I told you, don't fear. "And there shall be no more death," because you'll have eternal life. We do not die in our bones. We've surpassed death. That's why I said I was around 76 billion years. The ability to incarnate is something that you'll learn too. We don't have death. "Neither do we have sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain." We don't suffer sicknesses or diseases. "For the former things, all this wickedness and sickness and disease, will be then passed away." Number 5. "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things," what? "New." And he said unto me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." He wanted John to write this stuff down, and this is what I'm reading to you. "And he said unto me, It is done. It's over. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that thirst of the fountain of the water of life." That means those people who are thirsty, they will be quenched. 7. "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my what? My son." Like I said, Jesus, first of the stage of being Christian, Jew, Muslim, and then you move on if you're ready to become a son of God or son of Allah. And in the Holy Quran, when it says Allah does not have any sons, it's using the word walid, not Eben. It means he did not conceive any children. Okay? Number 8. "But the fearful," and that's why I told you don't fear because you won't make it. "But the fearful and unbelieving," the Catholic, "and the abominable," people living in abomination, "and the murderers, and the whoremongers, and the sorcerers with their astrology, and the idols with their idols, and the liars who lie about Allah, and the deen, shall have their part in the lake," which is what? "Burning with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." What is the second death? Meaning that once man dies, the Quran says that Allah will raise him to life again to be judged. Certain men will stay into eternal life and others will be cast back into death, into hell. That's the second death. I repeat, once man dies, then he is raised to life again, the resurrection. Others will rise in the resurrection of eternal life and others will be condemned back to death in hell. Number 9, "And it came unto me one of the seven angels," and y'all know who the seven archangels are, "which had the seven vials, or the seven last plagues, and talked to me, saying, Come up hither, come hither, come up. I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife," talking about the city. Told John, "Come up, I'm going to show you a glorious city." And he carried me away in the what? In the spirit. He carried me away in the spirit to a what? To a great and high mountain. And showed me what? Showed me that great city, that holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God. This is that ship that's above y'all. Believe me or not, I don't care. You'll find out anyway. Number 11. Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone of precious, most precious. Like a, it was, I call it the crystal city, because like a stone, most precious. Even like a jasper stone, clear as what? Crystal. And had a wall, great and high. It had this thing closed in a dome that had pillars in it. It had 12 gates. And at the gates, 12 angels, half of 24. These are the cherubim to protect the gate, to keep man from entering the city. And at the gates, 12 angels, and the names were written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. Each one of these angels symbolized one of the tribes of Israel, which is backed up by Ezekiel 48, 31, and 34, if you have time to read that later. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. And on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations. They are describing a ship.
Salaam alaikum. When they speak of in the book of Revelation 20, verse 4, about the 1,000-year period, is that of the same duration of our days?
Read the section you're talking about.
And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of Allah, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
And the question is, brother?
You know, the question is those days 1,000 years of the same duration of our days that we live?
Yes. Yes, they are, but in this respect, when they say lived and reigned, you're talking about the Marillion, lived and reigned with Messiah for 1,000 years, they mean not here. They mean in the crystal city. What they speak about is a new Jerusalem that comes down out of heaven, having 24 elders surrounding it. That is an actual, what you might call, space station from here. That's a crystal city in the Quran referred to as Darul Islam, the abode of peace. Darul Islam in the Quran is not on earth. You follow? And so now, yes, these 144,000 will be lifted from earth, taken up like the scripture says, Isa and Maryam went up, and Rasulullah Muhammad went up in the Isra, and Elias went up, and Enoch or Idris went up.
Mm-hmm.
These elders, these 23 elders, will take 144,000 perfect beings here up, and they will reside in the crystal city for 1,000 years to be taught by what you refer to as extraterrestrials or the masters who have been visiting the pyramids for thousands of years. And that 1,000-year period can be a duration of either 1,000 by your time or 1,000 by their time. By that I mean, when you break the speed of light, which is necessary to get out of Earth's atmosphere, we know light travels 186,272 feet per second.
Mm-hmm.
When you break the speed of light, time starts to slow up at a certain point. So to travel intergalactically from one part of a galaxy to the next, you would not lose a second. In fact, you can become younger when you arrive there. The same way you can travel from one side of your planet to the next and be behind time. You can leave on Thursday and arrive there on Wednesday the same week. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
That's because of time belt here. That's one law of time. There, galactically, the solar system has a time belt by distance. When you break a certain speed, then you reverse in time. Meaning that when Nabi Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam, Moses, left from Mount Moriah with the aid of the angels and went on to Malakut, which is referred to in the Quran as the heavens, the Mawat of Allah, when he went there, by the time he got to the other side, he was the same exact age, one day, which would have taken 1,000 years of earth time to get that far, because, like I said, light travels at 186,272 feet per second.
Right.
And a light year there with times 365 would be 5 trillion miles away. This particular galaxy alone, Kira, to another side, it can take 1,000 years of your time, which means Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam, would have become 1,000 years old by the time he got to the destination. You
mm-hmm.
see?
Mm-hmm.
But when he breaks speed, when he arrives, he's the exact same age. When he returned, him and Elijah, to Jesus, to meet him, they were still the same age, though Elijah had left over 4,000 years before him, and Moses another 4,000 and came back at Jesus' time another 2. You see what I'm saying? So there's a time belt. It depends on where you are. And I chose you because I'll give you a perfect example. If you look from Seattle, Washington to Florida, the higher you get, the smaller it becomes. Until it moves from miles to yards to inches to fractions of an inch until the United States becomes a dot.
Mm-hmm.
So the distance it would take mentally to travel from Seattle, Washington to Florida is less than a second. Then the higher you go, it's so short the distance that you can't conceive it because you merely see a dot. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So there's different time belts depending on which angle you're looking from. So the answer to your question is, like it says in the scripture, 1,000 years could be one day and one day could be like unto 1,000 years. It depends on where that spirit is going. And now, in the view of these children, they're talking about 1,000-year period, which will give y'all the 7,000 year. Because the devil's reign is up in the 6,000th year, which is really the 2,000th year of this new form calendar that he made. Because from canon of the Torah down to Isa el-Messiah, Jesus the Messiah, was 4,000 years. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus, the Messiah, became the year one, which is an obvious contradiction because they say 1 B.C. and then number 2 is 2 A.D. So either Jesus died at the age of 2 or somebody made a mistake in their calendar. Because if it's B.C. before Christ and then A.D. Anno Dominus after Christ on 2, then there's something wrong. Okay, mm-hmm. But let's move on. At number one, the year one started one of the new Christian calendar. With 4,000 years added on that, we'd now be in the year 5,000, right?
Right.
987. Correct?
Yes.
Leaving us how much before 2,000? How much before 6,000, for that matter? Now listen, if this is 1,900
about 13
and 87 year, right? How many more would make it 2,000?
13.
That's right.
Yeah.
So now, you are at the end of the devil's 2,000 year, which is equivalent to 6,000 year from his Adam. And his Adam was canon in Noah's time, with the one with the curse of leprosy, which made him albino, or white in complexion, as found in the books of Leviticus 13 and 14 when they received the curse.
Mm-hmm.
His rule is up. Like Elijah Muhammad was telling people, his rule is up in the year 6,000, which starts 1,000 before the seventh day of creation is complete. Can you understand that?
Yeah, I understand.
Which gives you one more 1,000th year to prepare before the time allotted to humane beings is through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. Shukran.
You said black people didn't have souls anymore. That they was
say what?
Black people. That they was becoming
black
evil.
People.
Black.
Oh, okay.
they was becoming evil and they didn't have souls, and I wanted to know how you can tell, you know, what are the characteristics from the people changing?
The whole emotional state of black people has changed from familyism, as you would have it, to individualism. Everything is about themselves, which makes them more accessible to drugs, because drugs is a personal experience.
I don't care if you're in a crowd of 20 people. The moment you inhale crack or inject heroin, you are then an individual for the moment. The stimulant is individual. 50 people in a room taking the drugs, each one becomes an individual. We have now become, like the devil, attracted to our individualism and lost our tribal and community environment. We have once were tribal people, and that meant that when you people are in that, like in that room out there, in a newcomer's class, there's people there sitting there that won't even look at each other. Won't even interact with each other emotionally. They'll come in this class and sit in here from 1 o'clock until 6, and don't even, at the end of the class, walk up and say, well, because we all have the same interests for the fact that we're here, what's your name? My name is this, and I'm reading such and such a book, and so, what do you know that? Maybe we can interact and communicate and help each other. Everybody sitting there as an individual. They have God written out as they can for themselves to either convince themselves to come in or wait for the mistake that they'll never find so they don't have to come in. The only thing is sitting here hoping one thing he can't answer. You'll never find the question he can't be answered. I've been doing this for more years than your great-grandmothers were born. And I've been asked any question y'all can imagine. So if you came here to hope I can't answer the question, you're in for a big letdown, so you probably look prepared. And so they're not interact with each other. They're sitting there, they won't even look at each other at times. They won't smile at each other. We come in, we have this frown on our face when we're on the subway. We have this frown on our face when we walk down the street. We have this frown on our face when we get to our jobs. We have to learn to interact with each other and learn to care for each other. With this absence of community or tribal relationship, we are a tribe, you know. Without this tribal tie and without this relationship, there's an absence of what do you call soul. And then the new generation of young kids, you look at the new generation and look at the way they dance, the way they move, what they call hip-hop. It's all offbeat.
Saying their Muslims out their mouth and not living up to what their hearts know they should be doing.
And on that program last week, they were talking about the UFOs, and they said that they had captured a few of the aliens, and they gave a place over in Nevada. I was wondering, are these extraterrestrial beings, are they good ones, or why would they?
I'll tell you this, extraterrestrials are now communicating with Amorites or Canaanites because you have no power, and y'all don't want to change. They've been trying to convert y'all for the last 50 years. They sent all Elijah Muhammad. What's the first thing Farrakhan said when he came back from Libya? I saw the honor of Elijah Muhammad in a UFO, right? That's what Farrakhan taught, that he saw the messenger in a UFO. Right? What is the messenger to you? There's a mothership, a mother plane. And all of them are teaching the same thing I'm teaching all the ones that know. Them Sunnis don't know what they talk about. They talk about some God in heaven. They're talking Christianity. The ones who know are talking to you about extraterrestrials. And are y'all listening to the extraterrestrials? No. Are y'all listening to Minister Louis Farrakhan? No. Did you listen to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? No. But Malcolm X, y'all listen to him. Somebody went over and got brainwashed by the devil. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, so y'all are acting the extraterrestrials to communicate with y'all, but then you don't want to communicate with them. And I want to ask a question. But the brother asked me, why do we keep Malcolm X's picture on the wall? Correct? If we don't agree with things he said. I don't agree with everything Marcus Garvey said either. I don't agree with everything that a lot of people say. I don't agree with everything Noble Drew Ali said either. But these were still prominent black leaders. And in some form or fashion was affiliated with Islam. And I think our children should need the black example so we teach them about these different people. So I don't have to agree with your philosophy to respect you. I can respect you for who you are without agreeing with everything you teach. You understand what I'm trying to say? So I respect Malcolm X as the articulate speaker he was and about his initial goals to help black people. I respect that. And I will teach my sons about that part of his nature. I'm not going to go into how he went bad in their class. That's for us adults who know better. You understand what I'm saying? Because the white man will eliminate all of our black leaders. He made Malcolm X look bad to the nation of Islam. And he made the homologous Muhammad look bad to the people who followed Malcolm X. So what happens in the long run, two black images is pulled down and another white image. They'll never take them based off them dollar bills of their leaders. But they figure out a way by the time one of our black leaders leave for us always to dislike it and pull his picture down. So that we don't have no black images. but they will keep, they got people on the dollar bill that's been on there for George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and these guys, you know, they will keep their images in our minds for superiority purposes. So that's why I'll keep that picture on the wall. But I will teach them about the good things that Malcolm X did. And when he got weak and fell victim to the devil, that can happen to anybody. Understand my feelings in that way.
The soup order, that deals with the...
That's the baby stage of it.
So, and females can go into that?
There's no difference between a male and a female in the law side. Only in the side of men. Who want to keep women feeling that they're some kind of form of inferiority. In the spiritual realm, women are just as great as men.
Because I know I spoke to certain people, I said certain things I've seen and certain things I felt into what everybody feels that way. But I
probably with some male.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a plug. The men don't want to think of y'all as better than them or as equal as them. Because then you'll be able to question that man. If you ever peel the skin of manhood off of mostly American black men, you're going to find a naked woman. You know what I'm saying? When you get right down to it, a lot of them are scared. The white man has intimidated them. He has castrated them. He has made them, you know, he's taking the best part of the black man away. And he's left nothing but a frail woman because we work for the white man. We work under him. We yes sir him. We no sir him. We ain't nothing but women. And then when our women get mad, go marry the white man, we get mad. Why is that sister walking with a white man? Because average black man is smiling and showing his teeth. You understand? And if a nation of men like ourselves were caught trying to become self, trying to identify with our blackness and our heritage, we become some revolutionists or some subversives. And the first thing your mother comes out of my window, they're a cunt. I'm a cunt because I don't want to be bugging my eyes and soft shoeing. I got to be a cunt. You understand what I'm saying? The white man is not satisfied until he has castrated our manhood from us. And your mother and them think they say it's something great when they call us a cunt. All they're doing is encouraging me to look like some white boy. So our black men, we got to get ourselves together. We got to make a mark. We got to do something. Like Unlike Mama said, we got to do for self. We got to build our own. And you got to stop serving that white man. I'm about to spies up in there who are sent out here to tap us. You better wake up. Because after they finish using you against me and I'm gone, then they're going to eliminate you. And their whole purpose is to keep Malcolm X down, keep black Panthers down, keep young lords down, keep black Muslims down. They don't want us to follow Malcolm X. They don't want us to follow Noble Drew Ali. They don't want us to follow Sheikh Daoud. They don't want us to follow Anwar Muhammad. I mean, and that's the serious problem. And every time they call on the cult, you add the next couple of letters on. And what are those letters? Culture. When they say cult, you say you mean culture. That group is a cult. You say, no, you mean a culture. Because we are affiliated with a people who have been there for thousands of years. This ain't no cult made up in America. This is the custom, the dress, the dance, the marriage ceremony, the birth ceremony, the language, everything you're taught as an ancestor has existed before Billy Graham and all of these Christian preachers came about this organization thriving. That we're not no cult. We are a culture. And the white man don't want a black man to have any culture except what he taught him. And that's the Ben Marinite. And I ain't going to be no Sammy Davis Jr. for nobody. Now, I'm going to sound crazy to you because you like straightening your hair and then talk about you black. I'm black. I'm with black people. What they got to do with me having a straightening comb in my hair? It has to do with the fact that you see yourself as ugly when you straighten your hair, when you straighten your nose. It means that you see your hair. Well, my hair is too thick to comb. Who you fooling? Your hair is too thick to comb. That ain't for me. That's the way you want to look white. Let's be for real. And if you get mad at me, I'm sorry. I'm going to call it as I see it. You want to be white. Ain't no such thing as my hair is too thick to comb. Then braid it. That takes too much time. Then say you're lazy. Don't care. That's too hard to take care of. You know what I'm saying? I heard black people say, well, my hair is natural. It falls out. You know what I'm saying? That means you never had no hair because the day you was born, by the time you got 12, you wouldn't have no hair. It would have fell off. You mean you got a full head of hair, then you comped it, and then it started falling out. And now you can't wait for it to go back because you don't want to cut it too short. Get you a short, natural, take care of your scalp, and let your natural hair come back in and stop making statements to the white man that we think we're ugly. Because every time you see some sister standing there grinning with her hair all processed, she's saying, think we're ugly. Stop weaving dead people's hair in your hair so you can get Shirley Temple left hair. Blonde, fake Indian hair, dead people there, weaved into your hair so you can look like white people. Stop doing that stuff because you're telling the white man that you think being black is ugly. You think you're not proud of being yourself. And meanwhile, the white man is curling his hair, tanning himself, trying to look as black as he can, injecting stuff in his lips to get lips. White women are getting shots in the butt so they can grow a butt. Meanwhile, black women are putting, weaving dead people there and putting on light powder. There was your black women got light powder on their face, the old black neck sticking up there. They're black. The whole face is light skin, the neck is chocolate color. I mean, got all this bacon going burning. Please stop trying to look like a white woman, because we are the most beautiful people in the world. We don't need makeup. We got natural blush. Ain't nobody like us. Like Elijah Muhammad said, black can create every race, and no race can create blacks. Everybody comes from us. Be proud of who you are and what you look like. And let him know you're proud of it. Say, this is me. If you can't deal with me for what I am, and if your man looks at you and sees you with your hair natural and sees you as ugly, you got the wrong man. He's sending for you, but he's looking at you and seeing you as a white woman. You see? If he has to look at you and if your hair shows a length and straight, say, darling, you pretty. What he's really saying is, darling, the white woman is pretty and you're doing a pretty good job of looking like her. He ain't saying that you're pretty. If he looks at you in the morning when stuff is rough and says, you still my baby, then he sees you as pretty. Y'all better wake up. The time is running out on us. The white man got statements being made. And those statements are being made by us. And we think we're ugly. We think we'll never be nothing. We think we're in the ghetto. We think we're the lowest of the low. We can't get nothing done. We got to get together, and we got to get together fast. If you're here and y'all are waiting for the Messiah, Jesus, to come, I want to tell you, you really think y'all will have bacon cones in heaven? Y'all really think on Sunday morning in heaven y'all will be in front of a mirror pressing your hair to go to church? You're going to be natural one day anyway, dear. So why don't you come on and get ready now? Because the day is coming, the Messiah is close. You can see the time folding and the Messiah is close. And no, I am.
Exactly what you were talking about. That's the way
you have to come closer to the mic because there's a distortion.
Okay. That's the way I've been feeling like.
Well, you found your way home. You remember that movie, Close Encounter?
Yeah.
How the people were obsessed with being there?
Yeah.
Certainly your people are obsessed with the book. It's like a drug to you. Once you got one book, you started going, oh, my goodness. Then you read another book and another book, and you become, I don't feel like going to the Anthropocene Law Community Meeting. I got something to do. Next, you know, you're sitting up here anyway. I really can't go over there. I can't be so bothered. I'm going to find one of the brothers on the street to talk to him. I got to go to work. I'm going to stay here and talk to him just a little bit longer. You understand? You know you're looking at your watch. I got to be to work at 10 o'clock. Here it is. A quarter to 10, you're still talking to brother and wife. Standing there, something about you keep pulling you to them. They say a white man know what encounters of a third kind is. Because he remembered the first encounter was when the masters came down. The second encounter is when Jesus came down. And he knew the third encounter would be when the mothership comes. He knows what he's talking about. And he knows it's inside y'all is a drive to find your way back to the ship. It's something inside that's driving you. And those books got some magic power in them that makes you keep going back to the next book. Another book out. You're writing, you're marking, you're scribbling, you're checking. You're saying, thanks. I found a form. Let me check this out. Come here, swear you got it. And I make the thing you think is so complicated sound so simple. You got it all figured out. I got it now. They made a mistake. You come, Imam, I heard those and I say, that's not what it says. Look, you go, oh. Okay, back out. 15 more books later, here you are again with another little object. I got another one for you. Whose time are you wasting? You know where you belong. Your soul is pulling you to the tabernacle, and your body is pulling you away. Let your body win, and you're going to eternal damnation. Let your soul win, and you're going to everlasting life. When they say everlasting life, my sons and daughters, all it means is when you get out of the earth's atmosphere where the Heavenly Father has created suns and moons to control time, you move into an eternal time system. You only have these time systems when you're trapped in the Earth's atmosphere, so 100 years seems like a long time. When you move outside of this sun, moon, and star, this galaxy, time is much, much more broader, and what you call one day could be 1,000 years. That's eternal life. I hope that's understood. Go ahead.
Why are we going up in space, and what's the point? Are these satellites? What?
They're trying to get out of here. They realize that the ozone layer is gone. They realize that the insects are increasing, the diseases are increasing, that, you know, the drugs are increasing, and the white man wants out. He wants to get back to Saturn. He wants out of here. That's why he can spend all that money to try to throw rockets in space and ain't spending that money trying to cure diseases or hunger. So a person is spending money on their transportation while their house is burning down, that means they plan on doing what? leaving, point blank. So the white man is trying to get out of here because he sees that this planet, Kira, is about to destroy itself, going to self-destruct. And he wants out. Point blank. Simple as that. That's why he's calling them shuttles. A shuttle is to take you from one place to the next, correct? He wants out. He's going to leave black people here to destroy themselves.
And what about the satellite? What are those for?
Communication, because they need to communicate from interplanetary communication. A satellite is like a telephone, a wireless telephone. Only instead of sending down just FM frequencies for speech, they can send down patterns for sound, color, and they can beam up images. The white man is seriously right now trying to figure out ways to alter DNA, because he got this from extraterrestrials, and to transport your DNA to a hologram and project you into another galaxy, another dimension, and then send your chemistry after that, and you'll, what he called, beam there. He's working on that. Extraterrestrials do it now. He don't have it, and they won't give it to him. So what he's doing is trying to get up there using satellites to monitor different communications that extraterrestrials have from ship to ship, but he can't translate it anyway because they have a crystal translator. He don't know nothing about it.
Do you have worship services like churches?
Yes, we do.
Could you tell me what they
eat? Every day, 5 times a day we pray, and then Friday is the assembly day when everybody comes.
And what time?
On Friday, 1 o'clock.
And the rest of it, is it on Saturday too?
Every day. And there's a book on it called a prayer book. Make sure they give you a copy or a page they can let you have free. It tells you all the different times of prayer.
Do you have to wear any certain kind of clothing?
Yes, you should be dressed in white because it's the garb that the angels always appear in. It's the garb that Jesus appeared in. It's the garb that the angels appeared to Jesus in. The garb that Moses wore. So it's similar, going before the Lord dressed properly as Jesus mentioned in Matthew, right? About being prepared for the bride at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a specific garb, a white robe. Okay. If you don't have one.
Well, I don't know how to make it. You
so
have
you
to show it.
Tell the people outside. I said when you go outside, you can have one. The gift.
In reference to seraphim and cherubim, just as maybe the seraphim thought that you might be a good angel.
You have to speak again because it's the story.
Okay. In reference to a seraphim and cherubim.
A seraphim and a cherubim, yeah.
Okay. Just like the seraphim might know that you might be a good angel, just like do the devil also know that you want to be, will they also try to pull you a different way?
Yes. But how they do it is through your house, your aura. See, when you think negative in your inside, there's lights around your body that changes color. And when these evil demons, they see this aura changing, these evil suggestions around you, they're magnetically drawn toward that. And they don't have to hold up above your head. But 3 seconds to 3 minutes, when they can figure out how your brain waves work and assimilate themselves into your physical composition, and from there on start influencing you to start doing negative things.
I received letters from people saying that they looked up my sign and my time of birth and things. They want me, there's one place downtown they wanted me to come in to test me out, and they said not to tell to anybody about this.
You'd be crazy if you went.
Oh, I wouldn't go.
No, do it. Send them back the letter and say, and put on the letter, ha, 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 and send it back.
And also, will they work through your children?
Huh?
Well, the cherubim also work through your children.
Yes, they will. If they can't get to you, they will get to your parents. They'll get to your kids. They'll get to your pet. They'll do anything they can to get you.
Even though you have like a person that you know might be a Muslim and they also will talk again?
The word Muslim don't mean nothing if it ain't coming from their heart and practice. A lot of people say they're Muslim, but then you turn around and see if they pray 5 times a day. I'm a Muslim, but I don't pray because I don't think that's necessary. I'm a Muslim. I don't live in a community because I don't like what they do. I'm a Muslim. I don't wear no veil because I don't think that. Then you ain't no Muslim. A Muslim wears certain things. The Quran says a Muslim does certain things. If you don't listen, if you don't have a badge and you don't have a gun and a blue suit and you're not registered with the penal system, you ain't no cop. You can walk around telling people you're a cop or you feel like, I'm a cop. I got a gun. I wouldn't grow the badge, but they'll get you for impersonation. And on Yom Akhri, more people are going to be gotten for impersonating Muslims than they're going to get for being sinners. Those impersonators are the ones that's going to really take hell. Saying they're Muslims out their mouth and not living up to what their hearts know they should be doing.
This thing going on with the Sunnis and the Ansars with the brother Bilal.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There would be no conflict between the Ansars and the Sunni had they not wrote a book about us. our focus at the time, and everybody knows and remembers, was on trying to straighten up the lies about Jesus the Messiah, who was writing a series of books about Christianity. I had never written a book specifically geared at attacking the mistakes of Sunni Muslims ever. Your father, I've written multiple books on multiple subjects, but never once have I sat down and said, ask the Sunni Muslim this, ask the Sunni Muslim that. Check into their communities, check into their lifestyle, check into their diets, check into their dress codes. You follow?
Yes.
Or check into someone's personal life or into their family or who their kids are and who their wives or wife is. I never did that. I mean, there's times that I wanted to, but I said the devil, the white man, would love to see two black organizations, though they don't consider themselves black. They really don't. They consider themselves Arabs. But they would like to see two black people badly. They want to see me and Minister Louis Farrakhan go at it. They won't see that. I won't ever go up against Minister Louis Farrakhan as long as he's trying to do things for black people. They want to see me and Clarence 13X or his followers, the 5%, go at it. They won't see that. That's not the game I play. You follow that?
Yes.
But the moment an Orthodox Sunni Muslim starts trying to pretend he's not African, trying to pretend he's not black because he's found some new love in Saudi Arabia with some red Arabs, then I'm upset. When they start trying to teach that the Prophet Muhammad was a white man, when everybody knows he was a black man of Sudanese descent, and then they push out pictures all over. See, most Sunni Muslims have never traveled, so they don't know in the white Arab world, they do push pictures of the Prophet Muhammad and on his successors and different men in the Bible as white. You follow? Not to mention they have certain hadith by a man named Bukhari. It says the Prophet Muhammad is white. I will not teach that garbage and that stupidity to my children, nor yours. You follow?
Yes,
and if I was going to direct questions at them, here's the kind of questions I would direct at a Sunni Muslim if they wanted the debate. Do you worship the black stone or not? Yes or no? Of course, they will say they don't worship the black stone. And I will then say, in what direction do you pray five times a day? They'll say Mecca. I'll ask them, is the black stone in that direction? They would have to say yes. Then I'll ask them again, do you worship the black stone or not? They again would say no, because we only pray through it. Then I would ask them, well, on pilgrimage to Mecca, do you kiss this black stone that is in the direction of the east in which you pray five times a day? They would have to answer yes. I will ask them again, do you worship the black stone? You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
They're not ready for questions like this. Because the bottom line is, if you analyze the Orthodox Sunni faith, they come out people worshiping a black stone. But that's not as drastic as this. Ask one of them, why is the black stone black? And they will tell you, because of the sins of evil people who have kissed it or touched it over the years. They say the angel Gabriel brought the black stone down from heaven and it was white. Now this is what the Orthodox Sunni Muslims teach. And it was a white stone. And because people kissed it, their evils went into it and it turned black. Are y'all following me thus far? Now if you stop at that point and say, excuse me, brother, are you saying that evil and sin is black? Again, the Sunni Muslim will say no. He said, did you say that the black stone was once white? They'll say yes. Did you say that sins of evil people, when kissing and touching it, went into it and turned it black? They'd have to say yes again. And then if you say again, are you saying that sins and evils are black? They'd say no. Do you understand what just happened?
Yeah.
If the black stone turned black because of the sins and the evils of people, ask them, why would y'all drape the Kaaba in a black drape and not a white drape if black is synonymous with evil? And then any Orthodox Sunni Muslim who is of African descent with black skin who digests that rhetoric and still faces the Kaaba five times a day and goes to Mecca and kisses a black stone when the white Arab is telling him that black is evil, something is wrong with them. You understand? They need help. because somewhere along the line, someone has them thinking that black is evil, black is sin. Let me do this again, okay? For you to teach that the black stone in Mecca is black because someone kissed it who was evil and their sins went into it and turned it from white to black is to tell me that black is sin and evil. Are y'all with me? You hear that?
No.
Now, if I'm a black man, I'm standing in front of the Kaaba, and a black stone, by the way, is not black. It's brown like you. The color of the black stone is brown. I've stood in front of it in Mecca. It's not black like the black of, you know, like the color black. It's brown like the average black person's complexion. For a pale Arab to teach me, a black man with brown skin, that the black stone was turned from white to black because of sins of evil people, you realize what he's telling you about yourself? And then for me to go to Mecca and acknowledge that as a black man, there's got to be something wrong with me. The lights are on, but nobody's home inside my head. You follow?
Yes,
so the conflict that the Ansar Allah community has predominantly with the Sunni Muslims are simple questions like that that they don't have answers for. You think you're fighting against me, another man like you, made of mud like you. You follow? You think that's who you're wrestling against, and you're not. You're wrestling against a higher force. The pen that writes the books for y'all is not me. I, like I say in all the books, of my own accord, could not do this. You know what's so funny? Again, Orthodox Sunni Muslims say, oh, I know Imam Isa when he first took his Shahada in State Street. That's one of the things they say. I remember him before he was a Muslim, etc. They got a whole bunch of this rhetoric. And then they don't look at the book and say, well, if this man took his Shahada then, that's the first time he was exposed to Islam, how did he manage to accumulate all of this information in that little bit of time? When they can't, none of their imams can. Their best can't. You follow? The point is, I am nothing but a piece of mud. The message that's coming to you people is coming through me, not from me. I am oftentimes shocked by the books myself when I proofread them. And the information that flows and how it matches up and the predictions that come true. Like I said, last year, they had an argument. And the funny thing about it, the book was finished before the California earthquake. The California earthquake had been predicted years before it happened, right? When I finished the book, I said, as far as the earthquake in California, it has not happened as of yet, if you read that in the rebuttal book. Now, it has happened twice since then. You follow?
Yes.
Now, I couldn't have made the earthquake in California myself. There's no way in the world I could have caused an earthquake in California to happen twice. All I could do is tell you what is coming through me as the true light of Allah. When I say as, I'm not saying I am the true light of Allah. Don't misinterpret me. I'm saying my pen is guided by the masters, the elders. Because some American Negro or Jamaican-born Muslim has not had the experience of being filled with the Holy Ghost, Ruhu Qudus, as would be in Lughat al-Arabiyyah, being filled with that holy soul. They have not been touched by anything divine speaking through them. Thus, everybody who says they were has to be crazy. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said he saw the mothership. He spoke to the elders. The Orthodox Sunni Muslims say he's crazy because they didn't have the experience. Noble Ju Ali, the founder of the Moorish Science Temple, said the same thing. They say he's crazy. Right? Again, it happens. I say I've seen the mothership, been upon it, a member of the circle of the elders, and the divine is sending messages to you through me. Not me. I'm not doing it. You understand? Let me repeat that. I am not doing it. It's coming through me to you. I have to be crazy.
Did it answer you? All you didn't do is add an answer. You said, you know who they are. This is an aborted idea. Remember that? They knew that in prophecy. We didn't realize that. that the generation you were raising would be classified for, and I would say out of my mouth, first fruit of faith but not sin. The first fruit of faith but not sin. Talking, now realizing you're talking about the children, that the first fruit is faithful but not sin. For the children or the first generation of kids born to us, you know, they'll say faithful, they're deaf. Some of them are still sawn off of our river. But they're not true enough to follow us on the path, right, of right now. So the elders they were talking to were the elite or the Gigi speaking down to the Anunnaki, saying, you know who they are. They're the ones who have went through great tribulation and have washed themselves clean in the blood of the Lamb, which is symbolic of those people who were dirty. Because remember, you are from the seed of the disappearance. Now, years ago, I explained to y'all about the red. Right? I told y'all you all have red, and that tells you that bill if you want to use the water. That means if you're somewhere on the line, whether it's breeding or cloning, there is the sea people inside of you. The sea people are the Dragons, the Vulcans, and the other name of planet, right, was Mel Dick, which is called M-A-L. M-A-L-D-E-K. That's the planet that the deer the chick bumped into on its normal route on its original orbit. You have a original orbit of 25,920 years. It would make a standard route. It's a large ship. It had 144,000 passengers, headed by 34 elves, right, without searching the galaxy for other resources for their planet. They came out of England for a planet called Lilith, right, which is, Lilith is the eighth planet having two moons, right, in a galaxy that has 19 planets, right? And they are called the 16 bees group. The last thought, we call it mother ship. So it's tremendous, a big ass, a big ass, the planet Earth, the diamond. You follow that? And it was on its way out searching for more planets of life explored than in the universe is in the planet. And that route that it takes, it was taken at that time, was a very normal route, where it was counterclockwise to the planets that were in this solar system at the time. They never intended to crash into it. They didn't have a problem with it passed by Neptune, right? And Neptune slowed because of Neptune storms on it, right? And forced it to bear towards Neptune. It got pulled away from the Neptune. It bumped into the planet Melbourne, which is what they call Vulcan, right? Where the sea creatures live. Okay? And broke off part of it. The planet itself launched off four fighter ships, right? Some kind of size of four pieces of the planet's planet at the beginning. You follow that? Meanwhile, the planet Vulcan or Melbourne broke off further into outer space and became known as the lost planet. The beings on Dragon, their nation, lived underwater, as well as serpent people. By that, they stood around 4 feet tall, that build, that wear hair and red feet. By that, they had very, very advanced societies underwater. This is the beings on the planet. Alright. Before ships launched at the hill, which is mentioned in the sun. However, there had four seals built within this mother ship. She caught the planet in their four seals and locked them. Now they were diving, right, on atmosphere. And they referred to them as the north, east, south, and west wind. Alright? And then it went in there, they went on in its orbit. First it was bobbing around because of crash in. The Vulcan or Melbourne caused damage, so it launched four, three ships to go back to Ilium and back to their planet to let them know that they could have danger because it would launch out other craft protection. It is their fleet at the time. There were altogether seven ships. With the three going back, I would insane. Brother, these seven ships broke up into three parts, 3 and 4 each. Remember, you had four that was picked up in the Balkans. And had it kind of launched further along further into its path, it passed by Saturn. See that? And as it was moving, Saturn smashed Titan. It bumps into, or as they say in Kanda, into Sumu or Shumu. The ancient way to spell it is Shumu. Right? It's called Ta-Neha in ancient Egypt. Right? Same place. And that Shumu is a way that they say Sumu. We are, or Shuma. And that brings you Shuma with that train. All right? So, as it passed on by Saturn, it pushed off of Saturn, it followed, or bumped into Titan, remember, and then it was a wobbly force. Okay? As it reached into the area near Canaan, which is the name that Earth is called, which is going to be seed. And TCC is a water planet, always known as a water planet. It has the most water in the following dimension. It has a lot of water, which I was told. Right? This is Earth before it was Earth. It was like 2.5 to 3 times the size of it is today, which you have now. Earth has 10,000 diameters, 8,000 Right? It wasn't that. It had better twice and then had a diameter of the moon. Right? And you have your size of hand. So, we being launched on into, you know, space again, wobbling, these were the supreme beings on the ship. Or you call it Elohim in scripture, or Anunnaki. This is taking place 25 billion years ago.
Tell
the people what time it is. They were here for something. Maybe 24 billion years ago. So you know how long ago this was before the normal Homo sapiens came into existence by human. Right? It passed on through a whole star war took place in the coming in the atmosphere. Right? Where the planet Haymac is having problems of that two larger planets and two smaller planets on both sides of it, because the atmosphere being it's always wobbling. It's always wobbling. It's uncertain because it's full of two smaller planets than the sun, right? This is Mercury and Venus. And then Mars and Jupiter, two larger than the outside, of course, in balance. So when you create a big planet, also in the first level, the planet in the atmosphere, it's too fair to pack rocks from Cana, 11 rocks, warships with pack Madeira. All right? But remember, Madeira has picked up the track for Melbourne class or Vulcan class. And it is spinning right in the atmosphere as it went past Titan, as it's moving, the ship smashed, very smashed into K-Mac, and going through that was ripped in half first. When it's part of K-Mac, which is called the upper and lower part, the lower part of K-Mac, right, the chain, which is called astral, and it's moving in counterclockwise parallel to your solar system, systematic motion, and starting to fold and bend. All right, so the 11th shaft is immediately picked up by Gary and Linus. They didn't have no effect whatsoever on their effect. But the following class has that one class from Vulcan smashed into the next class in half, followed by another one that crashed into the whole space field. And as that time is going to go out of orbit, we had a fair and what's called a star helicopter. If that planet is pulled out of orbit, all the other planets will be caught up in the power of the pole of the sun and be blown forward, which is called obviously the planet, so way back then, and be blown up to the source. And the beings that crashed into it, these supreme beings, were responsible for this crash. You follow that? I must do something about it. So from the rebellion, when I said bring them back to a brick room, he had four of them locked on to the planet Amen. Created, as I told you before, was called a second vision planet with one crack. This locked in on the planet, that hole is going through it, that holds control of it, and energy from each one of these here, four cracks. See? And the door is going to see it. Lock it in their earth atmosphere, bent it into its shape. It's not an oval in the circle. The hole is penetrating in the center. Instead, the 11th class launch made the Vulcan, who were part of the atmosphere, the last ship of it, the 11th class, the last ship, assuming that they were being attacked by K-Nap on behalf of the Jordan, not knowing that which is another, immediately shot out a bolt of energy towards K-Nap. This was the base shot by the crash of the building and turned into a, what you know, ball lightning, what happened in the room. Right? A large ball of energy. Right? The center, the flat, right in the center, when it hit into the belly of K-Nap, and it's lighting, as you see the lighting. And there is at a 600-mile sun. Follow that and stream it so that its light can go off out of the hole in the northern region and create what you refer to as colonial, the auroras or the sun flares that they see. That is the heat, so the heat is not something in there, but it burns out across. Inside, and the waters that was in the center started seeping through, thus creating a very tropical environment, which became known as Shambhala. And it was out of the time, you know, various names that picked up more down to the world center. So now this new planet, it has a diameter of 7,900 miles and 24,000, cut the diameter in half, right? And it turned out the radius tells you where that sun sits. The sun was not tracking any atmosphere shift. And the L was responsible for this. The father was guilty, right, for the crash and made this their flight. The four crash were long called in Revelation, four angels, four winds from all the planets and performance there. To set off there to keep this planet from exploding. And I've been there from generation to generation, all the way back to the Revelation, trying to keep it. Then they had a fear that the opening in the center of the earth with its own sun. Of course, they call it oxygen one time, right? In other words, it's Ishara, right? It's coming contact with the outer sun, and that would cause overheat, so they put another crystal city, a large crack or crystal city above the planet, right on the outside of your sphere. It's a sensor, so when it's in a whole different direction, that crystal city or ship is over, or like you speak about in Revelation, in the 21st chapter. It's over, and because the crystal sun reflects the light away from the planet, and then it falls close to the planet, falls its axis from the straight axis to a 23-degree axis, so it can cause the right, while the more right-handed people on the planet Earth and what they should be, which is ambidextrous, because you should have been ambidextrous, right, and the reflection on the planet Earth, where because of that, people look different on one side than the other. You think when you're looking at yourself that you look the same. But if you took a picture of one side of your face and took a picture of the other side of your face, you'll see that because the left side of your body is weaker and less developed, the whole side of your face is. They say, look, well, your left foot is a little smaller. Your left eye might be a little more closed. That is because that is obviously scientific error. For those who believe in God or Allah or Elohim or Adonai or Yahweh, or whatever you use, to believe that you made mistakes and made one side of your body larger than the other, one side of your body more agile or more, you know, capable than the other, is to say that you made a mistake. For the mistake came in when the planet is still on this axis. You see that right now, it's on a 23-degree axis, right? What most people, when they stop human beings, when they stop believing, and put all that weight on their right foot, as opposed to left. Very rarely. So You do have to hear all that family because they're red brothers. Of course, he was brought out of death, but numbers 75 out of 100 people on the planet Earth are indeed right-handed as a result of this. That was done to keep the sun because of water. Earth does water. Then when the planet is set in its atmosphere, remember that last crash that I mentioned from the Gulf of Sea issue, right? It crashed down on the planet Earth. Remember, the village went on to a new orbit. This new orbit became 3,600 miles, which made it 1 year then. Alright, besides the point. So, the Atlantic crashed down on the planet Earth, and they did live and went into water. And thus, you get the story of your evolutionary man coming out of the water, being half built, and you are linked into that descendancy. And they were disagreeable people from that planet Earth. So you have more disagreeable people walking the planet. That's why you hold your hand and sit here in front of you and turn it around, you will see you have webs at the bottom of your finger. Right? If you realize that when you were in your womb, your mother, you was a tadpole, a fish, and you did have a tail, so it's in your spinal column and it is a flat bone, whether you want to put it to the toxic of the Europeans who have violated sending because they are on a lesser evolutionary track than you are, and therefore they tell us wrong, but your spinal column does curve to show that you once had a tail that came down, and if you were once a sea creature because you could breathe underwater. Not to take the saying that the abbot, and abbot is another way of saying absolute, is a whole faith in something called hell. The Christians, the Muslims, and the so-called Jews, faith in hell is a place beneath you where people burn because of the sun there. And then, with the screen of the sun of the moon, people would burn. The reflection of the light from the sun out was turned before people down there would suffer and burn. But the ancient men who knew about it were so-called learned religious men taught about it called hell. When you say the word hell, H-E-L-L, what you got to put O on it, and you get a slang, O hell. But O hell in the ancient Syriac and Aramaic, which is, let's say, the Hebrew language, means tabernacle, or tent, O hell. And that was considered a tabernacle down there where Trinity was, S-I-M, Trinity, T-I, Trinity, which is the laboratory where a lot of science. Because the experiments are taking place, that took one of the sections I was taking place on the planet Earth. And so once this is set up, and that was put in place, and all of the sort of responsibility and the health things like that down in here, we're living in the water, we're talking about evolutionary time over millions of years and changing the command ship. With all that, and life was started on planet Earth, a new form of life, because the life that was here was burnt up by the crashes, those in the earthquake, of course, this is what we cut a planet half of all the life on the day. It was later on that, I think it's about 11 billion years ago, right, that the moon, which was an independent planet, broke off from it, got its name Kingu, because the head of the fleet that launched out, it's 11 feet from the planet, K-Mat, is called Kingu, right, and their moon became known as Kingu or Kishki. It appeared down in wait for present day and visited there by NASA. This day began to realize that life did live there once all these things are going to come out. That our ancient descendants, the Sumu people or Sumu people, like I said, even known as Tide Network, right, knew all of these facts. Now the present day scientists and astronomers and astrologers and solar biologists and all the different ologists that you want to learn are beginning to realize that when they say that this planet, K-Mat, picked up the name T-K-I back then, and that K when the Greek got it changed into a G, and that I pronunciation became Geo, right? I said it was geology, geometry, geometry, etc., etc., all that applies to that ancient Sumu word key, our ancient descendants, which I said before was tied into ancient Egyptians. And the Egyptians got it from the ancient Sumu people, when Israel, one of the sons of Ham's son, after the flood, moved over into Egypt and brought over the culture that was once over. And this, that's why you find over amongst the Sumu people that fake fish, that bull man, half man, half bull. They have the needles, obviously, a few classic needles.
the temples in such a same way, architects in such a way, they need a base for moving color their temples, and you can see Babylon, which is where they came at that time, right? And you can see the temples in such a way, they had a permanent light back, and so the knowledge was really greater in Sumer and older, and then older Egypt. Egypt has the same people, and then Egypt became a mountain top for Africa. So it was very different degrees of people. And now the need elders go back so long ago, and this is way before prophecies of earthly things. This is the prophecy saying, millions of years, got behind. So those elders were texting about who were these people. They were talking about the fact that they longed for the day that the elders would select their people off the sun. Because remember, 5 years ago is when they actually started planning the breeding of a being called Adam. And they called Adam because Adam, you know, from the original language, Adama, meant earthling or of the ground, of the red, or the special chicken, right, to be vocal for them. But they had been coming here for a long time, they called themselves the Anunnaki. Those who took Saturn as their home planet, because Saturn had a necklace around it, became known as the Anunnaki, those of the neck. Now we're the ones who are going to look. Disagreeable side of things, each one took a planet as their symbol. That's why in ancient Sumer writings, you'll find all of the spirit of planets actually given the name of people they call or referred to as their gods or descendants, Anu, Enki, or Freya, and etc. etc. Any questions? How big was it? It was bigger than the planet. It was as big as the planet Earth is now. It itself, the hero never bumped in when it came out. It was the fourth planet, and no ship that thing was tremendous. They bumped in, the team was one, and then the other put a whole state to it. The other one crashed down on it, and so that was the eighth. And there was a big planet came back down, and so it was a big game. You come out of the great planet, you see. He climbed and hit, he climbed and walked his own kingdom, he climbed his body, so by the time he came back in 2,200 years, bam, he hit his head. And that was the formation in the world. Formega? Formega, those satellite tracks, they were caught, as I said earlier. Those satellite tracks were caught by the Hadarius. The Hadarius ship at 4, it has magnetic power working off, like I told you, except that he's been trying to tell you, fine with us. And once it got caught in it, it started tearing out the whirlwind, right? The notion of moving, we can say magnetic energy, which helped to create the force field around the building. But the chapter, the thing is, the building was navigating itself broadly after bumping into Melvin or Vulcan, and then was being drawn into the solar system. When it kicks off of vacuum, it spins off again and staring in, it never hit. Really, never really hit. It was the satellite that picked up and it could navigate for itself, but to navigate between its range between the force field and actually flag the vehicle in that circle of energy, there were those four motion ships or normal ships. And there are one of the fast in the field. They will continue on with orbit outside the very common visit here. So you talk of Mars has light, Jupiter has light, the planet is trying to have light on here. Yeah. The beaches went back to the ridge, right? Eventually heard the conflict that, of course, the communications of the country was going on, but the commander of the fleet convinced them that everything was under control, they made their cycle, and they would be caught within this solar system, moving in and out of it counterclockwise. And if their greatest fear was the asteroid belt that was created in between Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn, and in between there is an asteroid belt of asteroids moving in the opposite direction. And that was the biggest fear, but that was created by that breaking off those breaking off pieces. The more problems it has, payment, and that they can keep out of control, we don't have any problems. So ships will send the effective solar system. The message came back that there was no longer in danger of under control, right? And so aggressive, 11 aggressive that came out from, and that was eliminated, and four ships of the murder or the Dolphin was eliminated, and one ship was crashed down, was not 57. They crashed down into the water, and they began to jump in the water, across the earth. Eventually, the ocean came to hand, and the city bothered being a coming out of the water, and coming on land, you know, kind of out of the water, what kind of game, the atmosphere was conducive, that was way hot, it's set all the way out there. Falls, ice age, land, like that other story, you know, man, the atmosphere being with ammonia, et cetera, that's another story of another kind of life, and that life forms in the water because of that crash down. Maybe some mathematics now, so they do mathematics, and they basically mathematics on the distance of the sun and certain other formulas, and it proves by 0, 2, 3, 4, right times 2, 3, 4, the position of the sun, that there was definitely another sun that lived within the solar system and has something to do with asteroids, right? And that is the planet Mars or Vulcan, called on present day television.
The bowl of Genesis 9 that the Elohim made a covenant with Noah with was our mother. They said, you place the bowl, Christmas tree, light it, and put it on a rainbow because it hit the crystal. There's enough for Christmas tree. That will place a bowl in the sky as a covenant for you because you are perfect in your generation and that you are in your Adam. For all time before the generation, that bowl was the mother tree. The mother plane of Elijah Muhammad. Also called revealing, commanded by the son of Enki, Merdok. You call that? That was this one. That was this revealing. There was many ships called revealing, just like the United States has ships, and they call it the USA 412, let's say. And that is the United States of America 412. You understand that? The deal with the Star Fleet, the large ship that launches from Risk. Risk is the eighth planet in a three-sun galaxy called Illum. The Quran refers to it as Elul. The Torah refers to the deity over it as El Elul. And even Baal, a descendant from Anu, named in his son, Ilion, or Elul, and he became known as El. If you write the name Babylon, you see that Babylon really spells Babylon. Y-L-O-N. Now you have heard over the years, Bab means Bab of L. And of course, the word Babel. North and L are confusing, right? But today, on this September 8th, 1992, is the first time you're going to hear it being used this way. The door to Ilium, the door to the highest. But in due time, people will start to pick it up the way they did the word history and reverse the word door backwards with the word God and say they came up here, they didn't come from me. Alright? So when they got down to earth and begin their Bible as Yahweh came down to see what they were doing, he found out that instead of seeking joy with his father and the people of the galaxy called Elohim or Anunnaki, Anunnaki, he is the ancient word for earth. He, but it doesn't mean earth, it means G-O, which is G-E-O, G-O, means it geology, geography, geometry, means an ancient word from the ancient Sumu, S-U-M-E-R, not S-U-M-M-E-R. You are an AI tomorrow. And this is not Mecca. That was way after when those demons came down to Mecca, 200 of them. This is not Mecca. They came down, poured it right in the way you see they crashed down and set up the land in green doom. Which is where you get the word of for earth. And it means desert. It's crashed down the way you see the earth where he rock is right now falling in Babylon. The doorway to Elul.
Tell me what time
it is. Father, hear the elders say, when they say the ship was manned and controlled by Indians, after being here, they started to set up earthly empires in Genesis 6 and 8. They started having sex with earthly women, kings who had descended here, that in their eyes were very beautiful women. But in that day and time, the planet Earth was full of all types of people. Murderers, which they recently found, about them. Bigfoot called Shaggy, which came from the foundation of Orion. Unicorns. They had all kinds of creatures that came from other galaxies. Some were laboratory experiments, which was pushing by in the air. Some people wanted to get this information and realize he was walking in their fire. Go back. When the bill coming from Elion, there to the left, almost the forest, because as it passed, the planet began to wallop by the explosion called an electrical storm on it. Electric to the planet, you go back to the day. So it swung off the orbit and it bounced into a planet. It was a part of your galaxy called the Long Night Galaxy. You know there's a planet out there because of the way the planet moves, the way the galaxy moves. Yet there was another planet. It was knocked out of its orbit by the crash of this tremendous ship called the Deep. Right? Manning 144,000 beings from Rift. And it's on a launch to find minerals to be sourced from other not coming from the Earth's atmosphere at times. It has been in Earth's atmosphere thousands of times. It wasn't a planet Earth yet. It was going to take it from the Earth's side. Three times that. They have been there many times, but Mars had life. Venus had life. Jupiter had life. And the moon.
A crew of them.
not attack the dead, because the dead will set up the four magnetic force fields in the body because of the simple movement of life.
Amen.
Paul went on to 3,000 disciples came back soon while the flesh was born in this. His life form wanted to die. It resulted in isolation. Man saw the being called a man to die. All is lost out. Paul angelic beings. So, the four angels of the four corners of the earth are only things. Anybody? And they trap right? He has been called for him. Because of the theological, the emotional, the perfect, all the sciences are for the Jewish, the long time. Before you, before earth, you were here wrong. To be a good one. Right? They trapped it, and now they're formed a bowl, they threw it, and the sun, dead, or soup, you refer to as key, not that, no longer, and that's the other name of the people. They tried a crash in place, and then he said, you want to get out of it. And he said, this is science, the drawing of triangle, the column, which you have set your leading line in the center. Christ is trapped right in here. The whole pedestal from here to there. Wouldn't we?
Yeah, we should
see the ship here, a ship there, and a ship there. Keep the distance from this. That's right. Put this in the wall, put it right there. And that is the sight. There. That's the wall. That's it. Wouldn't it? The bottom, the left hand side.
down. You see? Vice versa, target. In the opposite direction, put it. H1, H-E. Burn wood. Substance, when it burns, it gives off hydrogen. This was long before this happened. This happened 93 billion years ago, when the sun actually was blue. That's how it came to the sun. When on top, all day moving. Started at the creation of the sun. So you know that the tablet, the seven tablets of the moon idiot, was put together about the birth of the Lord of the universe. How do we, how the cycle, they come from? That's why. Because the seven tablets represent the opening of the seven seals. I told people that the seven seals are the seven scriptures, but the seven scriptures are 15 numbers. And it says, when this is open, no man will be able to know. When this information is revealed, man has started opening the eye, and Abraham's story will never be the same.
Reverend York, I've been listening to the radio program. It appears that God is flesh and bone, like he's flesh like a man, and I've always been taught that he's a spirit. Could you explain that, please? Or
I'll try to do my best. What people again miss is that when they read the Bible, and they read the Bible as we do from the Christian standpoint,
everything is digital.
Radio!